A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or ill in prison, and not minister to your needs?' And he will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will all go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." Strangely enough, today's gospel is the one we sometimes read on the feast of Christ the King. So what's it doing here, early in this time of Lent? And why is it read in parallel with the Leviticus story of the Ten Commandments? That story is all about rules of behavior. And as we know, rules can sometimes be helpful and sometimes oppressive. So what do these readings lead us to? It is actually a fascinating gospel. It's the final story about Jesus in Matthew's gospel before the Passion narrative. So it's clearly a link between those two. Matthew's theme right through his gospel is to ask, what is the task of the disciples as they await the parousia, the coming of the Lord? And in this passage today, he provides an answer. It's the fulfillment of the name that Matthew gave Jesus right at the beginning of his gospel, Emmanuel, God with us. So, Jesus' final story is about a king. Well, we know how kings behave. In other parts of Matthew's gospel, they massacre innocent babies, they murder prophets, they torture servants who don't repay debts, they toss poorly dressed guests into the fire, they severely punish ungrateful tenants. Oh yes, we know all about kings. So we know what to expect when Jesus talks about the king exercising judgment over the nations, separating the sheep and the goats. And we're not disappointed. Each group gets what it deserves. Reward the ones who treat the king with respect and compassion, and damn the others to eternal punishment. But hang on a minute. There's something odd here. Both groups are puzzled. Neither had ever had an opportunity to deal with the king respectfully or otherwise. And here comes the crunch line. Whatever you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me. This king is something else. He places himself on the same level as his subjects. He makes himself their equal. And the answer to Matthew's big question, what must the disciples do while waiting for the coming, is right here. Take notice of the needs of others. All that Israel's leaders did not do, this community of Matthew's must do. Not as a religious duty like the Jewish almsgiving, but as a natural path that all of us must take on our journey. It's the path that leads us to real meaning of our humanity. And that's where the link to Lent and to the story of Christ's passion comes in. Matthew challenges us to think of ourselves as the new Israel, so very unlike the Israel that Jesus originally came to serve his ministry in. The new Israel will not ignore those in need, those pushed to the margins of society, those ignored or outlawed, because the glorious reign of the King of the new Israel will not come from a remote height, but from right here on earth with all its imperfections. And we sometimes talk of Lent as a journey that we can make with Jesus. And it is a journey that Jesus takes to the nth degree in the weeks that follow. And it's a journey he takes not as a figure of majesty, but as one of us. We sometimes call Christ King, Priest, and Prophet. Yes, but also Christ, our brother, Emmanuel.